John, looking back to last night's game, tough one for 23-year-old Sean Nolan. He's been optioned back to AA, an inning and a third. We know what the numbers were. What do you think he's going to take from that game last night?
Well, Jerry, I made sure, you know, when we did send him down, that I told him, I said, listen, I mean, it's not what you envisioned. You know, your debut, you never really know what you're going to get ever. But you know what? I don't want you leaving here with any negative thoughts. It's easier said than done, of course, but you go back down there, you pick right up where you left off, and you know what? You got a chance to be a great pitcher at this level, and you know what? Someday you'll look back and laugh and think, yeah, my debut didn't go so good, but you know, now I'm a pretty good pitcher up here. And I told him that's very important now, because you know, otherwise, if you take down thoughts of, you know, any doubts that maybe I can't pitch at this level because of, you know, one outing, you're going to be in trouble. So, but you know, he's a strong kid mentally, and he's a very mature kid. You know, he felt bad about it. He was frustrated about it, you know, as he should have been. But you know what? He's got a chance to be a good one.
And there are no doubts. Mark Burley's one of the best teammates you can ever have. That's been born out in Chicago, Miami last year. He came right up to Nolan in the dugout, put his arm around him, talked to him. He got him to laugh a little bit. What a pro Mark Burley is.
Oh, yeah, Jerry. You know, we're lucky to have that guy. We really are. You know, we've all had the fortune of, you know, watching him from the other dugout. You know, in his great career he's had. Now that he's on your side, you see why everybody raves about him. I mean, it's not all just performance on the field, you know, what he's done in his career. You know, it's those little things. Like, you know, he's been in that kid's shoes. He's been in Nolan's shoes before. Now, he's seen it happen many a time, I'm sure. So, you know what, just a couple comforting words, a couple words of encouragement, you know, I guarantee we'll go a long way to that. And Mark's not a loud guy. You know he's around, but you know what, he's – there's something special about him, just like, you know, guys like DeRosa. You know, guys have been around the game a lot and been successful. You know what, they've seen everything that's happened in this business. They've seen the successes and failures of everybody. They've experienced them themselves. Whenever they talk, people listen, because, you know, it usually carries a lot of weight.
Now, as Nolan goes back to AA, you bring up from AAA Buffalo, right-handed pitcher, 28-year-old Thad Weber, just claimed off waivers from the Padres. He's had a handful of games with Detroit and the Padres. You probably have you met him before?
No, Jerry. No, he. But he's coming through that revolving door. But you know, yeah, I looked a little bit the numbers up on him and stuff. Yeah, he spent a little time in Detroit, and you know, and then with the Padres, and you know, we like him. That's one of the reasons they claimed him. You know, and he can come up here and give us some innings. You know, he was scheduled to start Sunday in Buffalo, so he'll be fresh. But it's been a little chaotic, you know, with the bullpen this year, guys coming and going. But, you know, a lot of it's been out of necessity that we've had some tough times and some particular starts this year that we've needed to replace guys just so we don't have to abuse our main guys in the bullpen.
And just to wrap it up on Brett Laurie's ejection, and then you were ejected, and there's a young 34-year-old umpire, Dan Bellino, behind the plate. When you get ejected, it's always a two-way street. There's both sides to the issue. When you went out there, what did Bellino say to you?
Well, I quickly questioned why he threw him out. He told me, and then I questioned the at-bat myself. You know, I thought the first two strikes were high, the fastball and the breaking ball, and then you know that last pitch, whether it's a strike or not, the way he was caught, you know, sure didn't look like it. So I thought there was three questionable pitches there that, you know, we had guys on first and third. And Brett walked away. You know, he did flip his helmet and his bat, and I think he hit him originally at first with the equipment violation. And then when Brett flipped his batting gloves back in his direction, I think that's what set him off. So Brett's had some issues with that in the past, you know, but he turned and tried to walk away. But in this business, you know, sometimes you're a marked man, according to what your history is. But, you know, he tried to do it the best way he could. The glove flips is what got him. I thought maybe that was a little excessive. But, you know, when you question balls and strikes in the timing of it, you know, I had to go as well.